Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It is April 1st, 24, 10 a.m. This is our HUNCA session, and we are on day 6 of our agenda. Congressman Potts, will you please say our morning prayer? Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Thank you. Next, we are on approval of the journal.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the journal dated March 27th, 2024.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes. Thank you, Congresswoman Redcorn. We are now on reports of select committees. Hearing none, we are on reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman, could you turn your speaker on, please? Thank you.
The Health and Social Services Committee met on March 27th on resolution number ONCR 2414, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a contract for treatment services or other integrated services, fixed rate FY 23 and 24, and each and every year thereafter with the State of Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Service, and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent of jurisdiction. I am the sponsor, the presiding officers are myself and Congresswoman Redcorn. The final committee action was a due pass. The voting results were Stabler, Redcorn, Lemon, Hamilton, Maker, and Big Horse.
Congresswoman, can you please repeat that bill number?
The number?
Yes, please.
ONCR 2414.
Thank you. We are now on introductions of bills or resolutions. Hearing none, we are on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker and colleagues. Listening audience, at this time I wish to withdraw ONCA 23-09, an act to amend to change the qualifications for treasurer and to establish an alternate effective date.
Second. There is a motion and a second to withdraw ONCA 2309. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes, and ONCA 2309 has been withdrawn. We are now on general order day one, second reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. To read ONCA 2393, an act to establish equal pay requirements in Osage law and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2438, an act to amend the Osage Nation, an act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $2 million for the demolition, design, engineering, and construction of a new multifunction office building and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Reber.
Good morning. Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, colleagues. Reading as ONCA 2438, an act to amend the Osage Nation Bar Association Fund at 1 ONC 1-101 to change it to the Osage Nation Bar Fund for the benefit of the judicial branch, to amend the stated purpose and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
Reading ONCA 24-39, an act to establish a revolving fund for the judicial branch to process revenue expenditures and bonds by operation of the courts and establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
ONCA 24-45, an act to amend ONCA 23-106 to provide a supplemental appropriation to Tribal Works in the amount of $200,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCR 2413, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to the Oklahoma Historical Society, an agency of the state of Oklahoma, for the purchase of real estate known as Chief Lookout Gravesite.
Thank you. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Reber.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. The Appropriations Committee will meet this afternoon from 1 to 4.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Government Operations Committee meeting is scheduled for tomorrow, April 2nd, 10 a.m. to noon hour.
Thank you. We are now at adjournment. Congressman Tillman.
Make a motion to adjourn until Wednesday, April 3rd, till 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. It passes. We are adjourned until Wednesday at 10 a.m. Thank you.